WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We're diving deep into something super important today, cultivating humility and gratitude. Ever feel like you're stuck in that hamster wheel of wanting more, achieving more, proving more? You know, the relentless pursuit of some imaginary finish line. Well, guess what? Sometimes, stopping to appreciate what we already have can be the most powerful achievement of all. Humility and gratitude, they are not just feel-good buzzwords, they are actually keys to unlocking a happier, more fulfilling life. Let's break down why this stuff matters so much. Firstly, humility is about recognizing that we don't have all the answers, that we're constantly learning and growing. It's about ditching the ego-driven need to be right all the time and instead being open to new perspectives. Think about it, wouldn't life be way less stressful if we embraced a little more I don't know and a lot more curiosity? And then there's gratitude, which is basically a superpower in disguise. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, everything shifts. You start seeing the good stuff, even amidst the chaos. It's like putting on those rose-colored glasses that actually make things brighter, not just tinted. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Brandon, but how do I actually do this? Well, buckle up because I've got some practical tips. First off, practice active listening. Really hear what people are saying instead of just waiting for your turn to talk. Show genuine interest in their experiences and perspectives. You'll be amazed at how much you learn and how it shifts your own mindset. Remember, true connection comes from understanding, not just being understood. Next up, make a gratitude journal a part of your routine. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a good laugh with a friend, the sunshine on your face, it all counts. Another powerful tool is to practice mindfulness. Take those moments throughout the day to be fully present, savor the delicious meal, feel the breeze on your skin, listen to the birds singing. When we're constantly rushing and distracted, we miss out on all the beauty around us. It's like hitting the pause button and really appreciating the moment. Ever notice how people who are truly content seem to radiate a sense of inner peace? That comes from accepting things as they are, rather than fighting against what can be changed. It doesn't mean you give up on your goals, it means finding peace in the journey, even when things get tough. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And finally, don't underestimate the power of acts of kindness. Helping others, no matter how small the gesture, is a fantastic way to cultivate both humility and gratitude. It shifts your focus outwards and reminds you that we're all in this together. Think about it, when was the last time someone did something kind for you? How did it make you feel? Now imagine spreading that feeling of warmth and appreciation to others. You might be surprised at how much good it can do, both for yourself and those around you. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture this. Your boss asks you to take on a new project, one that's outside your comfort zone. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, maybe even a little resentful. But then, you remember the power of gratitude. You realize that this opportunity is actually a chance to learn and grow, to stretch your skills and potentially open doors to new possibilities. By shifting your perspective from "ugh, another thing to do," to "wow, this could be an awesome learning experience," you're immediately less stressed and more motivated. See? Humility and gratitude can turn that frown upside down. Remember, cultivating humility and gratitude isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to embrace these qualities in your daily life. It's a journey, not a destination. So here's what I want you to do today. Take a moment to reflect on something you're grateful for right now, big or small. Write it down, share it with someone, or simply hold on to that feeling of appreciation. And remember, life is always offering opportunities for growth and learning. Be open to them, embrace the challenges, and never underestimate the power of a humble heart and a grateful spirit. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Keep striving, keep growing, and stay tuned for more wisdom-packed episodes coming your way. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.